Nolte, The Radical Tail Wags the Dog at the New York Times. By John Nolte on June 4, 2020. When the New York Times is repeatedly bullied into rewriting headlines and forced to beg forgiveness for publishing Senator Tom Cotton's RR op-ed, it's no longer a newspaper. How did the New York Times get to a point where it can be terrorized into rewriting its front page headlines? Something it did earlier this week, and has done more than once before. How did the New York Times get to a point where it is forced to publicly grovel for forgiveness in a humiliating Twitter thread for publishing a perfectly reasonable opinion piece? All Tom Cotton called for in that op-ed was law and order in the streets and the use of the military if necessary. Something this country has done numerous times in the past. Well, this is what happens when you are no longer a national newspaper and instead a newsletter for the far left. And this was the inevitable outcome for a newspaper that refused to fix its bias issues. Once the internet made it possible for outsiders to 1. Expose media bias and 2. Offer alternatives to biased media, news outlets like the New York Times really only had one option if they wanted to survive with their integrity intact. And that was to fix its bias issues, was to become better at delivering news and information without pushing an agenda. Unfortunately, the Times just couldn't do that. In fact, as the internet allowed alternative media to become a bigger and bigger challenge against the hegemony of all these biased outlets, CNN, NBC, NPR, Washington Post, etc., became worse, became belligerently biased. And then the implosion occurred. The Times became so disgustingly biased, so outrageously antagonistic and bigoted against anyone right of center, they lost all those readers. Those of us who used to tolerate that front page bias because the paper still offered excellent reporting and prose, we just couldn't take it anymore, especially after the Times reporting became so unreliable. So how does a news outlet stay alive when it's alienated and trolled away 75% of its potential customer base? Well, all the Times could do at that point was to desperately grab hold of the remaining 25%, and that's when the tail begins to wag the dog. Right now, as advertising revenues dry up for the dinosaur media, the Times has one lifeline and only one lifeline, and that's subscriptions. What's keeping that bloated company afloat for now is a measly 5 million subscribers. But who are those subscribers? People on the far left. Which means, in order to hold on to its far left subscriber base, the Times has to keep that base happy or face financial ruin. And when you're dealing with the intolerant, cancel happy, blacklisting, don't tell us what we don't want to hear left. The only way to keep them happy is to tell them what they want to hear. And what the left want to hear is the never-ending swan song of reassurance that they are absolutely right about everything. And because the left's agenda comes before all else, the left are certainly not interested in truthful reporting. For example, even though it's a lie, the left demands the Times report Trump colluded with Russia because the left want the public to believe Trump colluded with Russia. The Times subscriber base want propaganda, not facts. And that's exactly what the Times gave them for 3 years, the lies their subscribers demanded be told. Further, if the Times refuses to spread lies or dares to report something inconvenient to the left's agenda, if the Times doesn't write headlines in the way the far left wants them written, if the Times dares to allow an unapproved opinion on its back pages, the Times knows the far left have the power to cancel it, to blacklist it, to put it out of business. So, the Times hires neurotic serial liars like Maggie Haberman, dangerous and dishonest radicals like Nicole Hannah-Jones, and house-trained, cuck conservatives like David Brooks and Brett Stevens. So even from within the radical tail wags the dog. This is true for almost all of the establishment media as well, which is why the only influence they have left is to scream fire and create chaos. But even that wolf-crying influence will eventually wane, especially now we know the coronavirus lockdown and the destruction of our economy was premised on lies, especially for those under 50, especially now that the media have helped light dozens of Democrat-run cities on fire. You can only scream fire for so long before people stop running for the exits. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.